Nick Nichols is the sustainability coordinator for La Crosse County. Nichols says they're evaluating the study to determine whether investing in such a project now will prove economically worthwhile down the road.
If we bought an engine that took that gas and turned it into electricity, we're looking at how much electricity we could create. And in turn, what we're doing is we're bringing in income to the county that would eventually pay that engine off and then ultimately create a certain income that we could use in other projects.
Rob Tischer is a biology professor with UW La Crosse. Tischer says trapping the gas to generate electricity would in turn minimize its harmful effects on the environment.
When the material in landfills decay, they decay usually in an environment beneath a landfill that doesn't have any oxygen. And the organisms that decay generate methane gas, which then leaves the ground and goes into the atmosphere. And methane gas is really, really potent at trapping heat. It's much more potent than carbon dioxide is. So it's a really harmful greenhouse gas.
Meanwhile, Nichols says they're crunching the numbers. He says they'll present their findings to the county board in the next 4 to 6 weeks. The study is part of a joint city and county sustainability plan that includes reducing dependence on fossil fuels. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.